One of Michigan's largest and most high-profile construction projects is steadily taking shape at Michigan State University. When it's finished, the facility for rare isotope beams will house a massive underground tunnel through which nuclear particles will flash at half the speed of light. Scientists will study the isotopes these particles create upon collision. MSU's hosting an open house at FRIB this Saturday, but current state's Kevin Lavery took the tour a little early. Kevin, this thing has some impressive numbers.
Without a doubt, Mark. Here's a few of them. Four buildings encompassing 500,000 square feet, a main tunnel that's 570 feet long. Here's the best number of all. Civil construction is 10 weeks ahead of schedule. So I put on a hard hat and a safety vest this week to take a tour with Chris Tronson. He is the Deputy Director of Conventional Facilities and Infrastructure at FRIB. He's not a scientist, but working on this project every day has afforded him a lot of knowledge about what FRIB really is.
We're actually accelerating isotopes to 53% of the speed of light. They hit a target. They can break them down into smaller, more finite pieces and particles that they can study to further our advanced knowledge of science.
And that can be good for the medical field, for security, many different uses.
Yes. One of the things, to me, that the Homeland Security is definitely a component. I think the medical research is very important. We use isotopes in everyday medical applications like CAT scans or stress tests. Having the ability to find better, more efficient isotopes that will work for those applications and potentially cure cancer.
It's amazing how we have this huge facility, lots of people, lots of time, lots of money spent on this to look for things that are microscopic.
That's correct. Right now, the United States leads the world in science, and this machine gives us the ability to maintain our knowledge base and our competitive advantage in the field of science. This is a service building. It's going to hold about 800 racks. It's going to look like a data center when it's done. We're standing on a raised access floor that's about 2 feet above the concrete floor. There's cooling water underneath that's fed up to cool the racks. There's our air conditioning units that flow air down through the raised access floor, acts like a plenum, and cold air blows up through the racks to cool off the different components.
And what exactly are on the racks?
So there's many components. They look like a stereo amplifier. Some of them are for diagnostics, some of them for controls, some of them are power. A lot of them produce radio frequency waves. Radio frequency waves is one of the ways that they use to accelerate the beam. So right now we're standing in the front end building. We have two high voltage platforms. On each platform is where the magic starts. This is where the beam line starts. So each one of these platforms produces 100,000 volts of electricity. There's a plasma, it agitates the plasma, and then magnetically they use it to start the beam line. It goes down this drop shaft down into the tunnel. We use them at the bottom. There's a magnet that turns the beam line to go horizontal, vertical, and then it'll travel throughout the beam line. So we produce a lot of heat. So a lot of the things are cooled just so they don't overheat. So these rafts here, all the stainless steel piping you see is just for cooling down the components.
Cooling seems to be very central to this entire thing.
Yes, it does produce a tremendous amount of heat. So you're dealing with a lot of different various energies, and you know, we need to make sure that things are kept at a cool level so they work efficiently, just like any electronic stuff.
We're heading down some concrete stairs, and it's very echoey in here, and I can already feel the temperature getting cooler. We're heading into the belly of the beast.
Right now we're 32 feet below grade, and we're standing on about 4 feet of concrete. So now we're in the tunnel itself. This is the bottom of the vertical beam drop that we spoke of previously. This tunnel is 570 feet long, 70 feet wide, 14 feet tall. We're standing on 4 feet of concrete. The walls are 3 feet thick. The lid is 4.5 feet thick at the center, and it's sloped, so it's about 4 feet on the outside. We have a 28-inch copper grid that completely wraps the floors, the walls, the ceiling, so everything's grounded, so we keep noise out and keep noise from admitting out or other noise from outside coming in.
You know, when you talk about the dimensions of this facility, Chris, 570-foot long tunnel, 70 feet wide, this is very, very precise work. I mean, we're talking about, again, splitting microscopic atoms for some scientific purposes. How do we know the precise specifications to build everything?
Well, there's two different things that are in play. First of all, the people that it's like building a car. There's different people who work on different components of this machine that are literally experts, the world's leading experts at what they do. We also collaborate, the Department of Energy, twice a year. Every 6 months, we are reviewed by other laboratories from the around the United States of people that have already built similar types of machines and labs and know how they know what works and what doesn't work. And they review our project to make sure we're on track, make sure we're doing the right thing, make suggestions on how to improve things, how to make things better. So we have a system that works really, really well for us. And so far, everything's been incredibly successful.
We're talking with Chris Tronson, who is the Deputy Director of Conventional Facilities and Infrastructure for FRIB, the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams at Michigan State. Chris, how often do you have to translate to people what they're seeing in a way that's concrete?
Well, we've been giving tours to the public once a week on Wednesday afternoons. And there's people that have a knowledge base and that are familiar with other projects like CERN that and they have an interest in this. And then other people, this is kind of new to them. So it depends on the person and what their knowledge base is and kind of break it down from there. But, you know, it's been explained. One of the things that I really love about this project is learning new things about science and physics. And I learn new stuff every day. All the people that I work with, they're some of the most brilliant minds I've ever been around in my life. Most of them are professors. They love to teach, and that includes me. So I learn new things, and I really love that about this project.
So this is the type of place that you can see what's happening around you, but you can't really visualize this unless you think about this from an intellectual level and appreciate the science behind all this infrastructure.
Yes, and we do have a website for FRIB that explains how a lot of it works, and anybody has more questions, I'd encourage them to go to that website. It gives more detail and explains how things work. It's absolutely fascinating. So there's a few more things that are worth pointing out. If you look above the ceiling, you'll see that there's layers and layers and layers of cable tray, and there's fire protection, and there's electrical, and there's conduits. You can see how well everything fits because we had models that showed we knew that there was enough clearance that it was going to work. So building everything in the model has been a huge asset for the project and increased our productivity. And not to mention, we have the best contractors and the best tradesmen in the state working on this project, so the quality is unsurpassed. It's unbelievable.
That was my next question. There must be a huge number of contractors. Are they all here in Michigan or at least in the United States?
99% of our workers' zip codes are in Michigan. So we have a construction management company, Barton Mellow, out of Southfield. Our architect, Smith Group's out of Detroit. Everybody else is, we really pride ourselves on the fact that we have all this local involvement. And the people that work on the project, we have 244 people who are on site Friday. They're all excited about it, and they all are very proud to have the opportunity to participate on this project because everybody's making a wonderful contribution.
Chris Tronson is the Conventional Facilities Deputy Director and Project Engineer for the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, the FRIB project at Michigan State University, which is conducting an open house of the new FRIB facility, which is still in construction. Chris, thank you so much for taking me on a tour of Deep Inside FRIB.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it. Come on out Saturday if you want to see more. There's a lot more. It's well worth it.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie.